Always Holding a Smallville is brought to you by listeners like you. Nathan McKenzie, Tim Miller, John Curcio, Jazam Maja, Chris Fuchs, John Lloyd, Atif Sheik, Justin Maitner, Gavante Chillis, Molly Ficarella, Thomas Navin, Mike Franz, Joe Mikendo, Trayvon Brady, Dylan D'Antonio, Steve Rogers, Eddie Bissell, Cameron Mindard, Nick Ryan Magdoza, Becca Zeifel, Nicholas Casso, Tom Gerke, Nicholas Fansler, Darren Kirsch, T. Hamill, Jared Gibbs, Braden Arnold, and Erica Flynn. Thank you so much to all these patrons, and you too can become a patron by going to patreon.com/alwaysmallville with one S. Hope to see you there.
I'm Michael Rosenbaum, Lex Luthor, and always hold on to Smallville.
Welcome to Always Holding a Smallville. In this podcast, we talk about each and every episode of the Young Superman show that ran from 2001 to 2011 on the WB and the CW. But guess what? It's kind of back!
Hey-o!
Because Tom Welling is coming back as Superman in Crisis on Infinite Earth!
Hey-o!
Okay, that's enough. Now, to be clear, the press release says Clark Kent.
It sure does. It
so
sure does.
Very specific in their language. We've talked about this many times in other podcasts. And I said from the jump, you're going to do Crisis on Infinite Earths. What is the point?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you get many different actors who've been in other versions of Superman, Batman, whatever, right?
Correct.
You need to get as many people as you possibly can back into this thing. And we're all like, all right, well, they've got to get Tom Welling, right? They got to get Michael Rosenbaum, right?
You have to.
They have to get the Smallville guys, right? And they did it.
I can't believe it.
As of today, this is breaking news, right? Tom Welling is coming back for Crisis on Infinite Earths to play his Clark Kent from Smallville. Like, they're very specific. Now, I mean, to be fair, he played Clark Kent on Smallville.
Yes.
Right? Huge, right? I mean, it's, yeah. you never thought we'd see this, did you? Like, if deep down inside...
Deep down, I was...
You never thought this would happen.
Yeah, I was already kind of preparing myself to be disappointed that he wasn't going to be in this, you know? As were, I think, most fans out there. I mean, let's just be honest. Let's be real. That's exactly what we all thought. That was like, he's never going to do it. We were like, Tom's not going to do it. As much as we love it, he's not going to do it. But he's doing it. Like,
he's doing it.
He's going to do it.
So...
He's going
to
do one.
To break down some of the timeline of this, today, as of this recording...
Okay.
So it'll be a day long remembered. September 19th, 2019. A palindrome, mind you. Mark Guggenheim, who is kind of the master of the Arrowverse.
Yeah.
Right? He had a tweet. He says, some huge news coming. # Crisis on Infinite Earths. And that got everybody's attention this early morning. Right? And then it started to hit the news cycle that Tom Welling was coming back for Crisis on Infinite Earths. And... Stephen Amell, he's been a big proponent of getting these guys on
Correct.
The show, behind the scenes, working hard. I mean, literally started a brand of wine with these guys to get them on. So Stephen's been playing the long game. So he actually made a tweet as well today. He said, there'd be no crossover without Tom Welling. So Tom Welling is in the crossover with a Ron Burgundy gif. It's science. and then Mark Guggenheim followed up all the news breaking with saying, so excited. Tom is incredible. Bringing back his Clark is something we always wanted to do for Crisis. So he's back. Like, he is going to be back as the Clark Kent from Smallville.
It's incredible.
So, you know, good things come to those who wait. And, you know, we were thinking, like, it was such a missed opportunity for him not to be Superman and Supergirl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it'd been cool. But we got to remember that wouldn't have been our Clark Kent. That wouldn't have been the
Correct.
One we watched him for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought at that point, well, there's no way that's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
So whatever, right? And for years, people have been like, oh, we could do a Smallville animated show. And I mean, that'd be cool, right?
Yeah.
But this is as legit as you get.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is, I mean, I part of me, like,
like deep inside, I don't know what I would have done if this didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I joked about, like, I'm not even doing a podcast anymore. It's like, yeah. But I mean, really, it would have been like soul crushing.
It would have hurt.
If like, hey, look, guys, we got Dr. Emil Hamilton back.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Gata from Battlestar. That's all you got. Like, you know. Anyway, like, I think everyone understood the importance of this.
Yes.
And, you know, and Willing, and you know, he's been slowly making his way back into the public eye. Mm-hmm. He was on Lucifer. Rosamond's pulled him out to the convention yep. circuit now. He's working on another series. Mm-hmm. So, you know, going out to the conventions, like, you know, 5 years ago, I don't think Willing would have done this.
Correct.
2 years ago, he probably wouldn't have done this, you know. Yeah. But, you know, times have changed.
They have.
And, look, here's the deal. He's not going to be the star of the show.
No.
Although... if they use him the same way they use John Wesley Shipp's Flash, I'll be writing a very strongly
yes.
worded email to Mark Guggenheim.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as someone whose favorite show when I was like 3 years old was The Flash, mm-hmm. right? And then you saw the preview for Elseworlds, and yeah. it starts with him. You're like, oh, this is great. He's going to be like a key member of this, right? Yeah. And he was like in three scenes.
Yeah.
And then he was just whisked away. Now he is now not to you know get off topic here, but John Welch's ship is coming back for Elseworlds mm-hmm. or Elseworlds for Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Correct.
We don't know who he's playing though. Like, is he Jay Garrick?
Yeah.
Is he? Better be Barry from Earth 90.
I know.
Or I'm gonna have another strongly worded email from Mark Guggenheim.
Man.
But there's so many characters here. Right. Yes. So the struggle is going to be balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the universe must find a balance and. This is the way, like, in my perfect world, in my mind, like, before I knew any of this was going to happen, I was like, all right, there's 5 episodes of Crisis on Infinite Earths,
mm-hmm.
like, 3 are before December, and then 2 are after.
Okay.
Which is where they're spreading out the crossover this year.
I like that, and I also don't like that. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, because it should have been, like, a week straight of, like, the biggest event of all time.
Correct.
Right? But they want to keep you hooked to come back.
Yeah.
Right? So I was thinking, like, you know, something... something terrible is going down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, at the cliffhanger of the third episode is, like, Tom Welling shows up.
Absolutely.
He's like, I'm Superman. And then, like, that's the end. So uh-huh. that's what I saw him doing, right? I'm like, oh, my God. And part of me was like, okay, we haven't heard anything. What if they're keeping, like, a secret?
Yeah.
And then we'll see it. I'm like, we'll lose our minds. But no, yeah. I don't think I could have handled, like, December rolling around and there being no news on this front.
Correct.
I'm like, oh, are they really not going to do it? Much like they didn't have a Superman costume in the finale.
Yeah.
We're like, there's still time, right? Mm-hmm. I've been thinking to myself, there's still time for Welling to show yeah. up. So he's going to be in it. He's going to be Smallville's Clark Kent. They say Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Right? Because he played Clark Kent. But, all right. This is the $1 million question.
Uh-huh.
Is he going to be wearing a Superman costume, Lance? I say no.
I say no also.
I say, because people are like, oh, how'd they get him back? I'm like, first of all, a lot of money, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, some goodwill. You know, much like to me, this is like Rosamond coming back finale.
Correct.
He was paid very handsomely to mm-hmm. return, but also he did it for the fans.
Yes.
And this is what Welling is doing as well. And I don't begrudge him for that. But I guarantee there's some clause in that contract where there's no flights, no ties for this guy. I think he might fly.
Okay.
But he certainly won't be in a costume.
I don't think he'll be in a Superman costume. I think they will try to find a way around it where he can... like be like Clark Kent doing something.
What if, I mean, because you look at the season 9 costume.
Yeah.
And like, okay, like if you just kind of like, you know, mold that a little bit, that's like the Death and Return of Superman costume. So yeah. I could see him maybe wearing something like that.
Same. Like I could see him wearing something like that or like Brave New World Superman from Superman in the Animated Series.
Superman.
Yeah, I know, right? Or something.
He took over the Earth in that Smallville universe.
Yeah. Or something like that. But I honestly don't see him wearing the primary colors. I don't see it happening.
Well, and this was interesting because when...
You know, if he does, hell to the yeah.
I mean, oh my God. I literally cannot even. If that, I will just cease to exist.
Yeah.
I have to take over this podcast because uh-huh. I just will die. But the thing with him is we start to have other characters... or other actors return as characters.
Mm-hmm.
See, because until now, it's been like, yeah, Christopher Reeve is playing Virgil Swan, or you know, Linda Carter's playing Chloe's mom, or the yeah. president.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you got Brandon Routh coming back as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
As Kingdom Come Superman, which yes. is interesting to me, because I don't think he's the Kingdom Come Superman. I think he's just an older Superman.
Yeah.
Like, I want him to be the Superman from Superman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he's not, then what cares, right?
Mm-hmm.
and that Superman is Christopher Reeve's Superman. Let's not forget that, right?
Or so, maybe that Superman is the one that becomes the Superman in Kingdom Come. After all,
after all this. Because there's so because we don't no idea what they're going to do.
Correct.
Because yes, we have Crisis on Infinite Earths, but they're not going to adapt it like that. Correct. You know, so
they already can't because you know the two people that die are still alive.
Well. Yeah, because we know Oliver Queen's going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, because, like in Smallville Season 5, a life must be exchanged with balance, that's correct, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just super. When you heard that, I was like, okay. Well, they announced Brandon Routh in Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? I mean, that's cool. Like, yeah. I was really happy. I think that's great. I think that he, more than anyone, he deserves to be Superman more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, than anyone else available, right? He deserves it more.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, so are they not going to... Is it... What about Smallville? Like, I was a little worried. Much like Rosamund in the finale, I was a little worried.
Mm-hmm.
But sure enough, he's coming back. And again, it means everything that he's the same character. Like, they went out, they're like, we're going to catch up with this character, you know, after the show is over.
Yeah.
And think about the flashbacks, the flash forwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those were in 2018, the finale. 7 years in the future for some random reason, you know, when that election happened.
That's correct.
So, if they... You know, keep on the... Because there's no reason for there to be different time periods involved.
Mm-hmm.
Although Jonah Hex is showing up, so who knows what's going to happen, right? From Legends of Tomorrow.
Hey, man, like, the Crisis was a big thing, so...
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is, like, I feel like every... No matter what Earth they're on, it's going to be 2019.
Okay.
Or 2020, you know. So then you have, you know, the Superman world a year after the Flash forward in the finale, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, like, that opens up the whole... Like you couldn't have a Smallville rival... Before this.
Correct.
Because last year was the last thing we saw.
Yeah.
So Lex is the president.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to see him.
That'd be amazing.
Like, for God's sake, this is the one story I want to see.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that we have that now in the real world. But I want to see it in a fictional context, all right? So Boiling is, like, if no one else comes back, I'll be like, eh. But, well, you had to get Boiling.
Yeah.
So he's the man, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he is the face of Smallville, literally.
Yes.
And getting him back is something you never thought would happen.
Correct.
You know? And now, like, I've seen Luke Skywalker come back.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Tom Welling come back.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Patrick Stewart come back.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing I need on my nerd return, Mount Rushmore, is is Michael Keaton come back? Is old man Bruce Wayne.
Man, like, okay, so that's when I would lose it. Like, I might cry.
Well, normal people would, too.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
Well, no, don't really. Tom Welling trending on Twitter today.
Yeah, I know.
That's not the power of Smallville.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, don't tell
there's
me
there's
more
of us than you know.
Exactly. So don't tell me, like, that Smallville didn't have an impact, because it did.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that'd be amazing.
And we'll get back to Welling in a second. But, like, to shift gears for a second, Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Kevin Conroy's in this.
Yes, I know.
This old man Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. I don't know how far they're gonna go with that.
I don't know either.
You know. But Burt Ward's in it.
Mm-hmm.
As I don't know. I thought Burt Ward was going to be the quote unquote Batman component.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought they'd CGI him into like a Kingdom Come Batman suit or something. Like, oh, well, ever since Bruce Wayne died, here's a recording from Adam West. Like, I do think I still have a suspicion they'll work in Adam West in some capacity. Because he's done so much voice work, they could easily have some message or something. But Linda Carter's still unaccounted for.
Correct. Right?
Dean Cain, still unaccounted for. Mm-hmm. Terry Hatcher, still unaccounted for. These are actors who have been in the Arrowverse.
That's correct.
So to me, it seems like they're just a phone call away.
Yeah.
Because I have, you know, posted on Facebook and Twitter, like, and I did this, like, in December. I'm like, all right, if you don't have these four Superman in this, what is the point?
Mm-hmm.
So we're 3 for 4. So we just need Dean Cain, and then we'll have the complete set.
Yeah.
At this point.
And, you know, this is so crazy because, like, now, like, the potential of this event, like, is so much higher now. You know what I mean? Like, as far as, especially for the anticipation. The anticipation is probably at, like, a highest point it's ever been for Crisis. Because, like, when they announced it, you know, last year, I was already excited. And then the speculation, and then, like, when we start to find out the new people, the people who are coming along, I get more excited about it. And it's like, again, if they can pull this off, this would be, like, and it's a well-done thing. This could be, like, this is our... Like, for DC fans, at least, this is our Avengers Endgame. Like,
yeah.
Like, so, like, I mean, forget about the DCEU at the moment. But this is, like, we've spent the same amount of time, like for the most part, like an equivalent amount of time with the Arrowverse characters as we have from like the MCU characters. You know what I mean? Building up to an event.
Yes. And that's the thing. Like, we've watched all these characters in their own shows, their own adventures.
Yeah.
For years. Years. And then you pull in the nostalgia aspect of Smallville.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's been really respectful to the legacy of Smallville. Like, Mark Guggenheim is like, the Arrowverse is built off the foundation that Smallville laid for us.
Correct.
And it's true, you know, and, you know, just to have that officially be connected now. I mean, and it's been so cool. They folded these other shows in, like Constantine,
yeah.
The Flash, these one season wonders, right? Mm-hmm. But to fold in Smallville to everything, it's a bold move.
Yeah.
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see how it turns out for him. But, like, we don't know how many episodes he's going to be in.
Yeah.
We don't know how much screen time is going to be. I mean, there's so many characters.
Yeah.
But if...
So many possibilities are infinite.
Here's the deal, though. John Wesley Shipp is his own deal. He'd been on the show as multiple characters. He'd been Henry Allen. He'd been Jay Garrick, right? He was coming back, and he was the 90s Flash, and that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this is a whole nother level of that.
Oh, yeah.
A whole nother level. So I have to think that we'll use him more than they use John Wesley Shipp.
They have to.
But you know what? John Wesley Shipp put on a damn costume. Okay, so I'm just saying.
Hey, you know what? I'd be happy if Tom, you know, did the new 52 Superman T-shirt thing. To be quite honest,
do it. I thought this to myself today. Like, now that it's here, I'm like, I don't care if he wears a costume or not. I just want to see him on the show. Like, you know, I was so hardcore about that. I'm like, he better wear a costume. He's here. That's what matters, right? Because he never wore a costume on our favorite show.
Yeah.
So why are we gonna be mad if he doesn't then? But see, I don't know. Like, it's I just don't know. I don't know what to expect from.
I mean, if he actually puts on the primary colors, like, holy bleep.
See, but we know what he's supposed to look like from the finale. Proper Superman.
But the Smallville 11, season 11 comic books, slightly. They change up the costume a little bit.
That's thrown out of, I mean, that's not, they don't need to be adherent to that.
That'd be cool if they did, if they made that suit, though.
But I can say, like, yeah. So, yeah, I wore that, like, someone's going to have, like, a picture. He's like, yeah, I wore that once. That was ridiculous. I'm going to wear that again. Like, I don't know. I think they will lean into the fact. There will be some meta commentary on just
him not wearing a costume.
There has to be.
Yeah.
There has to be. Erica Durance, right?
Yeah.
How does she stand on this? Because she's, again, like the Linda Carter, the Dean Cain, the Terry Hatchers, she's been in the Arrowverse.
Correct.
Right. As another character, right? But that doesn't stop Brandon Routh from being super. I love that. I love this because I got some arguments online. Like, he can't be Superman. He's the Atom. I'm like, it's an infinite verse.
Yes.
Okay, multiverse. So because they've been these other characters, doesn't mean they can't be back as their original characters. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, she's just a phone call away. Call her, right?
Yeah.
Erica Durance. You got to see her on there.
She's always around.
And I think beyond those three, you're not going to see anyone else from Smallville.
I agree.
It's too busy.
I agree.
Like, yeah, I would love to catch up with Tess Mercer in a universe where she didn't die.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's been so many conversations about who and this
or
and that.
Or Justin Hartley making an appearance.
There is no way. That's why they put his costume on elsewhere. Yeah, like, he's dead, right? He's dead. You're not going to see him anymore. To go Family Guy. But, I mean, that would be awesome. And what would be Arrow versus Arrow, something like that, right? I know he's busy on This Is Us, but... Well,
Take a day.
Rosamund filmed his Smallville finale scene in a day.
Yeah, take a day.
So, I don't know. That would be pretty cool, but I just think he's too big for Smallville at this point.
Yeah, he might be.
I mean, you know, if the time worked... I mean, I think in his heart he would do it, but I think it's a matter of logistics, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be like, okay, now we have to do this, and this. Like, I'm just going to be happy that Tom... Look, do you understand? Smallville has been gone and over for 8 years.
There it is.
I was going to say, like, 6 or 7. I'm not even going to edit that. For 8 years, Smallville has been gone. Oh, 8.5 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in just a small way, it is coming back.
Yeah.
Right? So, now, the only thing I think would mess this up is, again, I point to the John Wesley Shipp Flash. I'm like, am I to assume that, well, we are. His Earth was destroyed.
Correct.
And he was erased from existence. And that's it?
Maybe.
Like, you're telling me my favorite show when I was 3 years old, just they all had a horrible death and their world got destroyed? I don't want that to be the future for Smallville's Earth.
Same.
So there needs to be a scene... You know, I thought they would do this with John Wesley Shipp at the end of Elseworlds. Like, he's Uncle Julio's hanging out with Barry and Tina and their kid or something who's running around, or right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want the Superman, whatever happened to the Man of Tomorrow ending, you know?
Okay.
of this with that. But I also need it for Smallville now, because if like the monitor's destroying all the anti-monitor, they're destroying all the Earths.
Yeah.
That means Smallville got destroyed.
Yeah.
So I would hate for them, you know, I did mention Luke Skywalker. I would hate for them to pull a Luke Skywalker and bring back a character just to kill him off.
Yeah.
And by the way, he was a loser for 10 years too, you know? Yeah. Like, that, I don't want them to Last Jedi with Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that like, oh, well, I guess there's no more adventures for him. I want to imagine, you know, I just want to be able to have like Smallville, like he comes in, he does his thing, and they don't have to destroy the entire universe they built to do it.
Yeah.
That would, as cool as it would be to see Tom again, I don't want to trade one for the other. Does that make sense?
I agree with you.
But that's kind of the point of the crisis, right? Earths are getting destroyed. Yeah. So, and then are they going to meld it into one Earth at the end? Because we already have three Supermen here.
That's true. I don't know.
So.
I don't know.
It's going to be a pocket universe with Brandon Routh, Superman, and.
I don't know.
Oh, they're going to fight? It's going to be so cool. Because see Brandon Routh fight Tom Welling.
I know, man.
It's going to be so cool. I don't care about Tyler Hoechlin. Get out of here, bro. I mean, you're doing a fine job, but I mean, like,
yeah.
2006 me wants to see Tom Welling fight Brandon Routh. That is so cool, right? This is the stuff you talk about at the lunch table, and it's happening. You know? Yeah. I mean, literally, the only thing I can compare this to is Days of Future Past.
Correct.
You know, I mean, it's a bigger scale because it's movies, not TV. But it was just combining the old X-Men with the new X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, wouldn't it be cool if they did, you know? By the way, on our Patreon this month, we did a commentary on Days of Future Past. So check us out on patreon.com/alwaysmallville with one S. Anyway, we did a commentary on the movie, and we said something similar to this at the beginning. It was like, this is the stuff. You're like, man, wouldn't it be cool? But they'll never do it. And they're doing it.
Yeah.
Doing it. You know, all credit to Mark Guggenheim, Stephen Amell, and Tom Welling, the man himself. Because at the end of the day,
he had to say yes.
And he said no for about, how old is Smallville now? 18 years. He said no for 18 years to be Superman. And we don't know if he's going to be Superman or not. Mm-hmm. But I can honestly tell you, straight face, no BS. If he doesn't wear a costume, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But he damn well better wear like a trench coat and glasses or something. You know, he needs to be either Clark Kent or Superman. It can't just be Tom Welling walking in off the street, Detective Pierce from Lucifer or something, you know? And I think, because people look at Tom's like, oh, he looks different now. Look, they're going to make him up to look like Superman.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure he's been, you know, working out. Brandon Routh has been back to the gym. You know, clean shit. Because he has like the goatee look going now, like the scruffy goatee. You know, he's got the, you know, here's the thing. Welling would have been better Kingdom Come Superman, because he's a bigger dude, like just all the way around. Like him and Routh are both, you know, tall guys.
They're both tall.
Welling just a more beefier guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's got like the gray temples and stuff now, because he's like 42, because he's 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, did they cast Routh before Welling? And they might switch. You don't know.
You don't know.
I'm saying anything's possible. Right,
infinite possibilities.
But obviously he wouldn't be the quote unquote Kingdom Come Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are kind of like mixing that up with like, just because Brandon Routh had the black ass shirt, right? At Comic Con, that could be future Superman.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Okay.
So
Clark could be the old golden age, quote unquote, Superman.
Well, I mean, that's what, you know, in the Internet of Days Past, and I was like, okay, what if we did this, then, you know, and this is like, I'm talking like 2002, right? It's like, well,
these are lunch table conversations.
Christopher Reeve would be, you know, Earth 2 Superman, because he's going to walk again. That was our all hope and dream back in the day.
Yeah.
And then Brandon Routh, who was Superman at the time, he would be Earth 1 Superman. And then, of course, Tom Welling would be Superboy Prime, right? Because he's great as the villain. And because that's combining Infinite Crisis with Crisis on Infinite Earth. But anyway, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully we've shared some excitement and helped you guys with your hype here. We've just been talking here. But, It's exciting times, my friends. I mean, there is going
to
be more.
What a time to be alive.
Anything is possible! There is going to be, however small, an on-screen continuation of the Smallville story.
Correct.
With the actors and characters that we watched for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the hell? Like, a week ago? Like, that was not going to happen. That was on the radar.
Yeah.
Again, I can look you dead in the eye and tell you, if he doesn't wear a costume, I'm okay with that.
All right. The cool thing about this is this is recorded. So if you start complaining when we're watching this, I'm going to let you know that you are on record.
I better edit this out. So to that point, Les, we have a special announcement. What we're going to be doing.
Yes, we do.
For the Crisis on Infinite Earths. Lance and I, we'll watch every episode the night it airs.
Yep.
Then immediately after, we'll record our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And then post them online. So we'll have a very special Crisis on Infinite Earths miniseries.
Crisis coverage, baby.
Much like DC Comics itself, a Crisis on Infinite Earths miniseries. Where we talk about the episode we just watched. So yeah. It'll be hopefully, you know, what time do these episodes come on?
Like 7 or 8.
7 or 8. That's a big difference. We have to record it. But yeah, you know, to that point, it's 3 and 2. It's not like Elseworlds. So.
It's true. That was, what, 4? 4 in a row?
3.
3 in a row.
3. Legends was the one.
That's
we,
right. Because
we missed the annual crossover.
Yeah, they made a joke about it.
That show is something else.
Yeah, it is.
But so many characters. All the Arrowverse characters.
Yeah.
And then you get your Burt Wards and your Tom Wellings and your, you know, Brandon Routh's Superman. When is the scene when Brandon Routh meets Brandon Routh? Like, that has to happen.
It has to, right? Yeah. They're going to do it.
Look each other over, and it's going
to
be great.
Same thing with, like, there has to be a John Diggle meets John Diggle Stewart.
Well, I mean, they have to do it. Right, they have to give you the Green Lantern
because okay. they gave it to us. They gave it to us, like, you know,
John, just, you're not wearing your
exactly.
ring
exactly. And the like, if you've been listening to this podcast and if you've been listening to the Patreon stuff, you know my thoughts on the Green Lantern situation. That if we finally get a live action John Stewart, like, it's great that it's Dig.
Just tune in here about 3 hours after the episode airs. It's hard to say because we'll watch it and then we'll talk about it and then I got to post it and it'll be pretty raw. But yeah, expect coverage from us every night of Crisis on Infinite Earths from me and Lance. Live from Always Holding the Smallville Studios here. Uh-huh. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot more fun now that I know that I'm going to be tuning in and watching the continuation of my and your favorite show, Smallville.
Absolutely.
So we'll be back this is a special episode here.
Yeah.
By the way, for those of you listening, like, in the current space-time continuum of now, the Arrival episode will come out tomorrow. Today was going to be the day I released it, but bigger news has occurred. So perfect timing for us to restart,
absolutely.
Get back on the horse with Arrival. So as you wait for Crisis on Infinite Earths, be sure to watch Smallville Season 5 along with us here on the podcast. So very exciting. Anything is possible! Well, guys, I want to just say thank you all for being on the Smallville journey with us so far.
Yeah.
Our hard work has paid off. We made this possible. We are the Flash. So, no, really, guys, this is great. I started this podcast. I never expected that it'd be more Smallville.
Yeah.
Like, well, somebody better do the autopsy on this show because it's dead. It's over, right?
Yeah.
But it's back. It's much like Clark. It's season 5. It's back from the dead.
Nice.
All right? So look at that segue.
See what you did there.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be a Smallville fan, right? We're on this journey together, so tune in. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about the Crisis. And hey, guess what, guys? Tom Welling's coming back, and he's playing Clark Kent from Smallville on Crisis on Infinite Earths. This is not April Fool's. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. This is the real world, my friends.
It's the real deal.
John Mayer's Real World. I'm going to jump from the halls of my high school. I'm going to scream at the top of my lungs. I just found out there's no such thing as the real world. It's a lie you have to rise above. So until Crisis on Infinite Earths, always hold on to Smallville. I want to run through the halls of my high school.